Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington. This is VOA World News at this hour. French voters have chosen Emmanuel Macron as their new president. In so doing, they rejected the anti-EU, anti-immigrant policies of the National Front candidate Marine Le Pen. Turnout was less than expected, attributed to voter disgust and anger. VOA's Luis Ramirez in Paris says many French believe the campaign has been the most acrimonious and contentious in the country's modern history.
And that is something that I heard this morning. I went to a polling station right as it opened, caught the first batch of voters who lined up. That was at the very top of what they were saying. This has been such an ugly election. They don't like either candidate. And so in the case of a number of people who spoke to me, they were voting against one or the other. And it was in the instances that people I spoke to, it was against Le Pen. People who support Macron or who are opposed to Le Pen, I should say, are very much frightened by the policies that she is proposing.
More than 50,000 people in the northwestern German city of Hanover have been asked to leave their homes as a bomb squad defuses at least 5 World War II-era bombs. 2 bombs were found at a construction site and 3 more nearby. The Allies dropped a lot of bombs on Hanover on October 9th, 1943 alone. About 261,000 bombs were dropped on the city, and many of them remain unexploded. City officials fear the bombs are getting more dangerous as the material disintegrates 70 years later. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.